Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a concert program of folk and acoustic music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and throughout the Great Lakes region. I'm Bill Hart. This week, a quartet of self-dubbed street singers whose material springs mostly from the era of jug band music, that is, homemade jazz from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. The Lake Town Buskers may occasionally sing on street corners, say during Chicago Fest, but they're much more at home playing folk festivals and clubs. Yet they perform with such spontaneity and enthusiasm that the name Buskers somehow seems to fit. From their second appearance at the Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival in 1989, here are Bob Stelnicki on washtub bass, bones, and spoons, Barb Silverman on washboard and guitar, fiddle champion Colin McCoy, also doubling on guitar, and mandolin virtuoso Eric Mooring, the Lake Town Buskers.
The weather this year has been pretty nice. If you recall, last year it was pretty warm. We came up with a solution in case that should happen again or in the near future. And it's a way to keep cool. And it works. And besides that, it's very moral.
Scientific, too?
It's very scientific, yeah. Because there ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here.
the dance floor. Notice the way they're dressed. Well, silken clothes without any hose. Nobody knows the rest. When a gal wears x-ray dresses and shows everything she owns.
It ain't no sin to take off skin. Dance around in your bones.
The Woodchopper's Reel and St. Anne's Reel.
Thank you. Excuse me, Bob, I was asked to make a special announcement about the ice cream cookie booth back there. They're going to be no more ice cream after about 10 o'clock, so get your ice cream while you can right now and for another 20 minutes.
This is about a man who had some time on his hands and happened to be in Tokyo and explored the local culture there. It's called the Tokyo Boogie.
Oogly woogly hoogie, the Tokyo boogie. Oogly woogly hoogie woogie oo. Toot a bag of suki yaki, scratch my back and nag a second, baby, how do you do? I was on a 7-day leave, I had no place to go. Standing all alone in Tokyo. Right at the corner of Genzenzi, a geisha girl smiled at me. She said, oogie woogie oogie, the Tokyo boogie. Oogie woogie oogie woogie oo. So I said, chooty baka suki yaki, scratch my back and nagasaki, baby, how do you do?
Come along, my honey, you and me had some fun. She looked at me, but she couldn't understand. The music was playing across the street. It was a Tokyo boogie band. She said, oogie woogie oogie, the Tokyo boogie. Oogie woogie oogie woogie oo. And I said, shoot a back a suki yaki, scratch my back a nagasaki, baby, and the same to you. Let's hear that Tokyo boogie. Surprised to see the love in her eyes. I couldn't understand a thing she said to me. But I'll never forget that Genzenzi where the geisha girl smiled at me. I said, oogly woogly oogie, the Tokyo boogie. Oogly woogly oogie woogie oo. And she said, toot a back suki yaki, scratch my back and nagasaki, baby, and the same to you. Yes, it makes no difference who says what to who. It simply means that I love you.
Thank you.
blues my naughty sweetie gives to me.
Okay.
Swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself. There's a blues gets quicker when you're drinking lots of liquor and somebody goes text off shelf. There's a blues getting everything's hot and a girlfriend has an answer when you're not. There's a blues getting in a taxi cab betting every time I hear the bomb drop the clock. There's a blues getting trying to keep your Uncle Bill from dying and he afterwards forgets you in his will. There's a blues getting kisses when you're walking with your missus and the other lady shouts,
"Hi, Bill."
But the blues that makes you want to stop and shout and shake and shiver. The blues that makes you want to go and end it in the river. The blues my naughty sweetie gives to me. Oh, yeah. Blues my naughty sweetie gives to me.
Historical occasion today. I want you to know it was 100 years ago on this very day, July the 23rd in 1889, that the first commercial recording of a washboard was released. Not only that, but we have right here the great-granddaughter of that original artist, Miss Barbie Silverman, her great-grandmother, Mrs. Sadie Glinson, used to wash clothes on the boardwalk in New York, on Coney Island, and she was rapping out a tune every now and then, you know, and one of the great producers came along, Saul Arnstein, and he said, "I'm going to make you a star," and sure enough, he did. So we'd like to celebrate that with a song called Coney Island Washboard Mama. We want to thank you for being a wonderful crowd.
Yes, thanks
and
for
we'll
having
see
us.
You again.
Coney Island washboard she would play. She'd bathe on the boardwalk every day. Bubbles all around, soap suds on the ground. Rub-a-dub-a-dub in her little tub. Any tune she'd found, thimbles on her fingers made a noise. She'd do the Charleston on the laundry for the boys. She could rag a tune right through the knees. That'll bend you a pair of BB keys. Coney Island washboard roundelay.
Coney Island, watched what she would play. She'd play it on the boardwalk every day. Bubbles all around, soap suds on the ground. Rub-a-dub-a-dub in her little tub. Any tune she found, thimbles on her fingers made a noise. She was tossing on the laundry for the boys. She could rag a tune right through the knees of a brand new pair of DVDs. Coney Island, Washboard Rondelay. Yes, she could rag a tune right through the knees of a brand new pair of DVDs. Coney Island, Washboard Rondelay.
Thank you, folks. Good night.
We've been listening to the Chicago-based Lake Town Buskers performing at the July 1989 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Co-op and Good News Music for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.